الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا، وقودها الناس والحجارة، عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد، لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم، إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. First thing first, we are very indebted, all of us, to Wifaqul Ulama for arranging these wonderful programs, and where, alhamdulillah, our great Akabir, our great Buzurgani Deen, and so we just to see them and then to listen to their valuable talks. May Allah increase and make it the means for us all to be from Ahle Haq. And as Mawlana Shabbir Sahib Damat Barakatum said, make it the means that we have Husne Khatima. Very, very most important thing, more than anything else, we have a good Husne Khatima, with afiyat, salamati, in the full pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And also, we have to express our gratitude to the people of Marlborough, who have gone, we say, out of their way. How much they are working, the intizam, the preparation, and everyone, we see small children also with their little jackets, also guiding traffic, everything, big people, old people, Allah accept from everyone. And all the women folk that we don't see, alhamdulillah, they are in Parda. But from there, what great work they are doing, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Hazrat Abdullah Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, man radiya bi amali qawmin, a person who's happy with the amal of a people, kana sharikan fihim, he's counted amongst those people. So all good work, Allah make that our hearts feel happy when good work takes place. We get full share in there. And unfortunately, may Allah save us, all the wrong things, a person who's happy about that. A person is happy, some soccer tournament in England, and he's happy about that, he's part of those people. Though he's not present there, Allah make us to be part of all the righteous and good work that is taking place in the world. On one occasion, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, show me the worst person in my ummah, the biggest sinner. Allah said, O Musa, when you go out in the morning, the first person your eyes fall on is the worst person. Allah shan, the first person Musa salatu wasalam's eyes fell on, one person with a little child on his shoulders. Like sometimes a father carries his child on his shoulders. So he said, oh, this is the worst person. In the evening, towards the late afternoon, He made dua to Allah, Allah show me the best person in my ummah. Allah said, O Musa, the first person your eyes fall on after sunset in the evening, he's the best person in your ummah. You wanted to see the best person? Allah shan, the same person he sees. So, big confusion. In the morning he was the worst person in my ummah, the worst sinner. And at night he's the best person in my ummah. Ya Allah, what is this? I don't understand. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, when he went in the morning with his little child, he went to the jungle. Big, huge jungle. So children ask lot of questions. They ask Abba, my father, Abati, is there something bigger than this jungle? Such a huge, big jungle. And a small child in his eyes, what a big... He said, yes, my son, these big, big mountains filled with solid rock, they are more stronger, greater, bigger than the jungle also. So he said, yeah, Abati, is there something more bigger than this mountains also? She said, yes, the skies. They are much more greater. Anything more greater than that? Yes. With sorrow in his heart, my sins. All the gunas I've done, they are even more bigger than that. So then he asked, is there something more bigger than your sins also, my father? And then with a little bit of happiness, joy, he said that, yes, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, when he said that, I forgave all his sins. And when Allah Ta'ala, yubaddilullahu sayyatim hasanat, all that sins, Allah makes it into neki. Allah is ghafoorur raheem. When Allah forgives, after that, not only forgiveness, at the most, a person stole from our shop, a worker, accountant, 2 million, 5 million rand. And afterwards we thought, okay, forgive him. We won't say you stole 5 million, I'm giving you 50 million. Who will do that? But Allah now, after Ghafoor is Rahim. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if somebody forgives somebody here in this world, he'll forgive him. He won't say, now I'll give you 10 filling stations, 20 blocks of flats, and I'll give you 20 farms. But Allah, after he forgives, and for asking forgiveness also, Allah rewards. And Allah forgives also. And Allah gives more on that. Allahu Akbar. Where are we unmindful from Allah Ta'ala? Where are we running away from Allah? Come to Allah Ta'ala. Come to sit in the sohbet of those ulama who are taking us to Allah Ta'ala. Not to this dunya, not to sports stadiums, not to universities, who are not taking us to psychology and geography, but who are taking us to Quran and Hadith. Come there, run. Fafirru ila Allah. Run towards Allah Ta'ala. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم ورا. Run towards, race with one another towards the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq inshallah. MashaAllah, a very beautiful theme of our Islam, or the jalsa of our wifaq, the signs of the hour. That is a very, very important thing. May Allah Ta'ala, Allah reward my Shabir, he elaborated on that. And then there are two hours that are for us. Qiyamah, signs of Qiyamah. One is our Qiyamah. Every one of us, we are facing our Qiyamah, our mort. That is a small Qiyamah, but a very big Qiyamah for us as individuals. So for that we have to be also very concerned. And the signs are clear, but we're not seeing them. This is a sad condition of ours. Everything is so clear, but we're just not seeing it. The signs of our maut are so clear. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Why don't you ponder? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْ. Haven't we given you that life, that age, that number of years, that any person who thinks he thinks that I have to prepare? Ulama have written, Allah give them jaza khair. This is the age of 17 and one riwayat 18. When you reach the age of 17 and 18, now you had enough life to know what the reality of life is. And these dushmans of mankind, at that age they make them involved in the worst of gunas. Womanizing, drugs, sports. Sports is the worst. Honey-coated poison. All this they are involved in there. That is, at that age, 17, 18, the beard comes out of a young boy. So once your beard comes out, now you have to go now. You are old men, the starting of your old age has started now. So you have to prepare. Other ulama have said 40, others when your beard now starts going white now. You're getting white hair, then realize that now you have to go. Others have said 60. Whatever it is, for all of us, for me first, this is the moment I must prepare for akhirah. The signs of my mort are clear. The signs of the dunya, which is a bubble. What is a bubble? Children play with that little, they blow the bubbles, that soapy solution. Beautiful they look, purple, orange, beautiful cut, but it just bursts. And when the bubble bursts in your face, then you'll know what happened to you. When Allah hits you from somewhere, that you don't know which side to turn. So the real preparation is of akhirah. And Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Kalamullah is Kalamullah. Let us not, where are we going into all other things? All the videos and all the filth and dirt. Get us involved, our children, everyone involved in Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Nadir has come to you. English has got no word to translate in Nadir. We will say is a warner in English, but which warner? That warner that warns you with love, kindness and compassion. Ibrahim alayhi salam, ya abati, how he was. The Anbiya, ya qawmi, what love that is the warner. And Allah says this warner has come to you. The warner, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest warner that ever came and that set foot on the surface of the earth. And is me and ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read durood, read in abundance durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, who left no stone unturned. He said, I hold you by your waist to save you from going into the fire of Jahannam. The Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, da'autu qawmi laylan wa nahara, day and night, in the gatherings and privacy, single, I just think, this is what a nadir is. So this nadir has come in various forms, we have been informed. When old age comes, when a person gets children, he must know, now my time is to go. When my grandchild comes, now it's definitely my time to go. All clear signs Allah has given everyone. And with all that, we must prepare. Because we also know the clear signs are there. But there are many, many people who suddenly just pass away. Two good, very good friends of mine, who helped us so much with the Darul Uloom also. One, at the age of 40, when he was in the very middle of building his huge empire, how many things he had going different places, he just passed away. One person, 40 also, in those days when they were hardly millionaires, very few, he was a millionaire. One car accident, and in the morning rushing to get to work, and he was no more. So we don't know when, so let us not delay, let us prepare. And then of course, the big Qiyamah is coming, the signs of which are also clear. And all the signs are not there just to be signs. Today, unfortunately, we take this all just as news items. We take, for example, at the airport, now it's not really, but some time ago, many of us will remember, announcement used to made that certain flight passengers, so and so, in fact, one good friend of ours, he should tell us, don't board till they announce our names. At least our names can be announced there. He said, don't board. So anyway, so they should announce that the gates are closing. Now that's not just a news item, that you just take it and you're relaxing still. And how many cases of these people, why they had to do and change this laws? Allah save us. But they used to go and drink liquor, drunk. And they hardly know they have to board the flight. If we are in that stupor and this worldly things and mort is coming to us, what is our mort going to be? A person is intoxicated with liquor, with drugs, with the love of dunya, with the love of woman, with becoming a wealthy person. All these are intoxicants. And they make a person deaf, dumb and blind. Reality is out of that person's world. When this dunya becomes our object. So all that is not Today, unfortunately also, we hear many times cases, certain person passed away. Accident. Certain person is very ill. It's just a news item for us. We just heard it. We do nothing about it. At least I usually suggest two du'as we all must make. Usually I try to suggest those du'as which are very easy, very simple, and which are the common du'as. There are very many du'as also, but which are not common. So I don't like to say what we know. Just practice what we know. We don't have to go into all the more details. So one du'a at least, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimuhumullah, Rahmatan Wasiya. But we say we just stop there. No, read the du'a completely. Inna lillahi, and learn this. It's not so easy the word, but learn this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Whenever we hear any sad news about anyone, and then, Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina wa khluf lana khayran minha. This can be read in a few ways, different ways, but basically this. Allahumma ajirna, those people, they are our people. Oh Allah, take this taklif away. Somebody accident. At least make the dua. Oh Allah, take it away. And give us something better in return. And Allah's qudrat is above everything. It can be a person, terrible loss, financial loss. Shop burned down. We lost our family. Motor car accident. Oh Allah, you give us better. And Allah gives better. And such better that we cannot understand. Famous about Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her husband passed away. She read this dua. And she thought, who can be better? What a good husband I have. But Allah gave her Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in marriage. So Allah will give. And the other dua is, Alhamdulillah alladhi afana mimma btalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. By reading this dua, that musibat and takleef won't come to you. Allah will protect you. So if you don't want to make dua for them also, at least for yourself, that you get protected. That dua also we don't make. And our deen is so complete. What a beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala gave us. And together with that, we hear of marhumeen, at least read three times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. One whole Quran Sharif Sawab, and pass it to those people. They come to know about it. In fact, you make niyat, make our nafal namazes also. And we make sometimes exclusive for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Sometimes exclusive for my father. Sometimes exclusive for my sheikh, my ustad. And you will feel in your heart, before you just started your namaz, you made your niyat, I'm making this to nafal namazes. Don't take nafal namaz if I do it sawab, if I don't do it guna. When you're going to think of our marhumeen, the inheritance we want, the knowledge they imparted, our sheikh, they made effort, all that we, but we don't want to do anything for them now. Not even three times. If we want to do so much, read La ilaha illallah. The sawab of it is so great. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, pass this sawab. So read this and you will notice that you just hardly made your Allahu Akbar. And you will, Allah will put in your heart, the sawab is gone to them already. And they have become extremely happy with you. Our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will become happy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is not in need of anything from us. What can we give? What have we got? We have got nothing. But Allah, but we will get that happiness and great, great rewards, inshallah. Then, so all this we should try and prepare with all this fitness which are around us. Are the signs of a qiyamah not clear for us still? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you're waiting for old age, then you're going to make Allah's ibadat. You got money now, you're waiting till you become poor, and then you're going to make Allah's ibadat. You've got a free life, and you want to make ibadat when you get very busy. Eh? Don't waste time. Immediately start and preparing for our akhirat, and for that hour for which we have come in this world. We are not, we aren't here. Allah Ta'ala put us. We are not from monkeys, na'uzu billah. Those who think they are from monkeys, they are lot with them. We are خلقت بيدي. Allah Ta'ala created us with His special qudrat and favors. He created insan. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. What a position of insan. Let us not belittle and lower ourselves that we want to say that we are from monkeys, that we go and see monkeys. Our big achievement to go and see monkeys. Or in the, we go Kruger Park, there's a rock there. We chew in there, there's a lion there. And all 10 cars come and stand around us. All are watching there now with their cameras and all. And it's just a rock. How stupid, man. فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah created us for all this tomfoolery. We are getting involved in all this soccer, etc. Cricket. How many of us, the British Premier League, one good friend of ours sitting right here, he wrote to me and explained, which I never knew and still I don't understand it fully. He said, you have the British Premier League, then you got the fantasy league. The word, very word fantasy is lies, false. And you picking your team in your mind. He said, I was also involved. And to come out of it was so difficult. The way it said, it's a net. And such a way you get caught in this net, you can't come out. At work, at all the time, the thoughts are family all the time, home, namaz, your duas. And pious person is making, but he's just thinking of that fantasy league. Where they have brought us. And what type of thing? Soccer, what is soccer? That one pigskin, 22 people on the field, 11 trying to get it through two poles this side or two poles that side. If they manage to get it through the pole, 50,000 people clapping hands. Another 500,000 people on TV jumping and shouting and like stupid. For what? Just because you got that pigskin between two poles. And the opposite of golf, a small ball. You hit it, now you walk behind the ball. All day, from there you hit it, you run, walk behind the ball there. Where they put us? Cricket is a church game. The three stumps denote the Trinity. The beliefs of the Christians. And the batsman is there to protect Trinity. And when he's out, he couldn't, so he must get out now. Another person must come. The bowler throws the ball, the batsman hits the ball, three, four people run after the ball, and 50,000 people clapping hands. He hit a six, he hit a four. Where? What for? Allah made us. Allah gave us these valuable eyes for this, gave us these brains for this. Allah gave us our heart for this. Yeah, Allah made us. Allah created insan with all his great qualities for all this rubbish and useless thing. Where we gone? We are supposed to be the leaders. We were supposed to take them out of this. Where we following British Premier League? Where we following the cricket of the world and all the soccer teams in our country? Where we wasting our time? Where we busy with making all the investments of this dunya and all big, big things? What in halal jais means no problem, but that becomes our object at the cost of our namazes. At the cost of our deen, at the cost of our family. One person, he was going with his family, and they had an outing, Sunday afternoon, whatever. He came to a traffic light, and he had his wife, his children. So there was a person there, like a beggar, all the clothes also, all what kind of clothes they have. So he said that, give me a lift. So he said, it's impossible. I got my wife here. I got my children here. So, okay, if you can't give me a lift, no problem. But I'm Mr. Dollar. Oh, you Mr. Dollar. Dollar. So valuable. That where our rand is and where is dollar. In other words, engagement in dunya. So he told his wife, I love you very much, but please you go back seat. I have to put Mr. Dollar here. We get engaged in dunya. More dunya's work. No time for the wife. He went next to the traffic light. There he, another person begging also, told him, give me a lift. He said, impossible. I got Mr. Dollar here. And for his sake, I had to put my wife in the back seat. So he said, okay, if you can't take me, no problem. But I'm Mr. Pound. Oh, almost double of dollar. You are more valuable. Wife, go in the boot. And Mr. Dollar, you go back seat. Put Mr. Pound here. Now he's now more involved in dunya. No time for his family. No time أنساهم أنفسهم. They forget themselves also. That our own needs. No time to go toilet also. No time to eat also. And people are proud. I'm not getting time to eat. I'm so busy. I can't eat also. I don't get time to sleep. For what are you working then? The basics of life, sleep, drink and that. That also. You build a beautiful house and you make all the amenities in the house. You say the wife's paradise, her jannat is her kitchen. What a kitchen you made for her. What a bedroom you made. When you get time to enjoy 3 weeks in the year, you go to a chalet. You go to and stay in a tent. This was the time to enjoy. The brains are gone completely, dried up. I don't know if they can get revived. But Allah's Qudrat is above everything. So then anyway, so he told his wife, go back seat. Next, traffic light, another person asking, he left it. Where? I missed the dollar I had to put back. My wife right in the boot. And Mr. Pound is here. He said, okay, if you can't, but I'm Mr. Islam. He said, Mr. Islam, I love you very, very much. But I got no place for you in my life. You come as a jamaat, I'll bring food for you also. I'll make your ikram also. I'll do everything. Masjid you come, I'll give you chanda also. For darulum, I'll give you money. But don't come in my life. Don't tell me this is halal and this is haram. Don't tell me that I mustn't listen to music. Don't tell me I mustn't take photos. Don't come in my life. You stay where you are. I love you very much. So he said, okay, if that is the case, then next, he left him alone. Next traffic light, a person even more like shabby clothes, how he was. He said, I couldn't help Mr. Islam who I love. I got Mr. Dollar, Mr. Pound. He said, okay, if you can't give me a lift, no problem. I will give you a lift. I'm Mr. Malakul Maut. Now he's begging for all respite. Now he's thinking, wife shouted from the back, yes, take him quickly. Because of Mr. Pound and Dollar, he put me here in the booth. You take him quickly. Where are we going? Let us get our priorities in order. This dunya we are running after, the dunya will show you its ugly face at the time of mort. Now it's coming in a very glamorous way. But it will show you its backside. And with everything that comes out from the backside. And at the time of mort, now no chance. Malakul mort won't give you respite. So let us correct ourselves. At this time, with all this fitness, let us also learn a great lesson. What is being taught to our schools? Allah reward those people. There are many people now that they have realized in taking their children out of schools for schooling. So let us go in the right path. As Maha Shabbir said, remember our children on Qiyamah's Day, we won't only be asked. Our children will hold us by the throat and drag us with them to Jahannam. When they have learned now that we from monkeys and they don't believe Allah created us. The clear they don't want to believe. What the school teacher tells them, that they take as absolute truth. So we will be taken by them and they will drag us to Jahannam. It's not a small matter. So and now with the worst fitness which are coming, terrible fitness that are coming. They are all this alphabet fitness. Let us go learn and realize and save our children. To our children, it's not just the duty of giving them clothes, food, shelter. Buy the toys for them. Buy funny clothes for them. And all the haircuts we do and make them happy, that is not at all the right. The rights of the child is we bring him up according aqaid, his ibadat is correct, his imaniyat, his akhlaq, character is right. That is what is called the fulfilling the rights of the children. So, and remember all this fitness, it's not enough just to know about them. That is not so important. Much more important, the solution. And much more important than the solution is to make amal on it. And much more important than amal is that Allah must accept it from us. And we don't know what is accepted, what is not. We have to keep on trying and move in that direction. This very thing of, remember also, that all this efforts of ours, the efforts are not the object. Deen is the object. That deen must come in my life. If I have a lot of knowledge of deen, but deen is not in my life. If I'm a best hafiz of the Quran, and my tajweed, and the voice Allah gave me, golden voice, but if my amal is not correct, it's not going to take us anywhere. The same thing with all our efforts. Today many times we say somebody, whole life effort of deen. The effort of deen is something else necessary, very meritorious, but deen is the object. That deen must come into our lives. For that, and this preparation of akhirat, I'll give one little example so that we can understand, and hopefully it can open our minds. Little example, 5 fishermen. Today that is also a big thing of our good people also, to go hunting, to go fishing. And where in the world we'll go for our fishing? And where we'll go for, to our country, from where people come for hunting here? Hunting for sports is not permissible. As a necessity, by all means, but not for sports. We're taking their life. Anyway, 5 fishermen, Indian fishermen, they went for the 3 days to southwest or wherever else they are gone for fishing. And they are gone with their little dogs, puppies and cats also. They're going to spend 3 days. Now when they throw their line in, they come with their very juicy, fat worms. And imagine now, you're putting your hook, sharp hook, through that worm. If somebody puts a hook through you, and you're doing for sports, and you're doing that harm to that worm. Anyway, you threw it in. The fish in the water see that, yeah, a small fish, my ni'mat-e ghair mutarattaba. The ni'mat has come without me working for it. I didn't have to, juicy fruit, fish has, worm has come right to me. I didn't have to go and look for my, so the older fish, like the old ladies, or the mollusk type fish, they say, don't ever go near that. Why? What's wrong? They say, you are now like sour grapes, because you are old, you can't enjoy now. Now you people stopping us. All the enjoyment that we can have. What and what? The children, what and what don't they know? Small children. All, now you old people, you can't enjoy life anymore, so you want to stop us. We say, no, that's not the case, but you don't know in that worm is just today all this dunya's temptation, wherever it is, even good people, for dunya's temptation, how many things we are making permissible? How many things we are changing our shariat? Just that fat worm, juicy worm we are seeing. And so, what is that? So you don't know, inside that, there is the hook. A very sharp hook. So, and that hook is connected with a line. And it goes out of the water. Then there is a fisherman standing there. A nice two meter tall man. Big built man. And he's holding that fishing rod. And he can feel it, or he sees that indicator that there's a bite. Or he feels it on the line that there is a bite. When he feels it there, he will hook you in. And when he hooks you, he will give you some time to play. He will play with you in the water. Give you time. But finally, he's going to pull you out. When he's going to pull you out, then he's going to take you off that hook. And then he's going to gouge out your eyes. He's going to cut you up, take out your insides, your derms he will take out. Cut your ferns and everything. And then he will cut you into pieces. And he's an Indian fisherman, he's come with his masalas. He'll marinate you in that masalas. Then you will, with their friends, they will light a fire. He brought a gas stove, or they'll get firewood. They light a fire. Then they'll put the frying pan, and then put the oil. And when the oil is sizzling hot, one piece of you they're going to put in there. Then there are 5 of them, each one 10 fingers, between 50 fingers. Between 160 teeth, they will make pieces and put you in their mouth. They will chew you. And then you'll go in the smaller intestine, the bigger intestine. And where you're going to come out from, that I don't want to even say. And with what smells and what sounds you're going to come out. And your bones, they will throw it to the cats and dogs. They will eat that bones. And your eyes, etc. They will. So the fish gets worried. This is something you have to think about. But is a modern time fish going to university? We believe in seeing. We don't believe in hearing, which is also totally wrong. We hear that Allah is one, we believe in it. We don't see Allah is one. We don't see the exact. We believe in the hearing of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, of the Quran Sharif. They taught us, and this we say also, seeing is believing. We don't see the air, we don't see oxygen. I don't see my heart. A teacher told his student that what you are seeing is believing. Hearing is deceiving. So he says, teacher, then you are the most stupid person. Why? I don't see your brains. You don't see your brains. So that means you're brainless, because I don't see your brains. We don't see our heart, so it doesn't mean the heart doesn't exist. What we don't see doesn't mean. A mango is what a delicious fruit. And you try and explain somebody what it is, you can't. But that person who didn't taste mango, he has got no right to deny the taste of mango. It is there. If you didn't taste it, you don't know. So the seeing is, we hearing is believing. So that fish say, but I will experiment. So the first place it experiments, and there is the example of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri Rahmatullah. It experiments in the water, and all this is happening out of the water. All this what we are told is happening in the qabr, and we experimenting in the laboratory. All this is going to happen on Qiyamah Day, and we are making qiyas and analogy of dunya. No, this is somewhere else. Secondly, the fish say that there is no life out of water. Because a fish, when it's out of water, it dies. So he says that is also wrong. And I went through everywhere in the water, I saw no fishermen, I saw no dogs, no fires, and a fire can't burn in the water. The fire will go out. So all your theory is wrong. What you are telling me is all wrong. So he takes a small bite, it's got a little bit, it's still frightened. It sees nothing happen. Fat, juicy worm, it's enjoying. It takes a bigger bite, and soon it's caught, and 100% it sees exactly what it was warned about, everything playing out, but now there's no chance. The fisherman is not exactly like that, we are told by As-Sadiqul Amin. And who called him As-Sadiq and Al-Amin? His enemies called him. He told us. He taught Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh Aisha, you are calling the goat for food as though you got in your lap some food. If you haven't got, it's a lie. Don't lie to the goat also. That Nabi Ali salatu wasalam who taught us, don't lie to animals also. Don't deceive anyone. Is he going to tell us lies about Akhirah? And what benefit for Nabi Ali? It's our benefit. So let us know, the hour is coming. And it's coming very fast to everyone. As we are sitting, perhaps we won't live till Qiyamah. Most probably we won't. All the signs which are there, our lifespan is too small for all the signs still to come out. But our Qiyamah is coming. When Maut will come, every person will see clearly. And then all his sports and all his dunya and all his things are not going to avail him in the least. But so therefore, we should prepare. That is a life, such a life, that one person, Amr ibn Dinar, he says, my sister passed away. So we buried her, and then some valuable of mine fell in the qabr. So afterwards, I took a friend to go and open the qabr, take out my valuable whatever documents in our times, your ID and your valuable things which you need. So he took it out and he thought, let me just peep. Then see how is my sister. When he pulled out one plank to see, she was in flames. So he went home and he told his mother, my sister, what's it? So mother said, there were few things in her life. One, she should procrastinate with her namaz. Always delay her namaz. Women folk especially, many times they make their fajr in ishraq time. They make their zohar in near asr time. Asr, when sun is setting. Maghrib at isha time. After Isha, when the husband is in bed and he wants her, now they're making long, long rakats of namaz. So they delay a lot, woman. And the other, she said, that I also think she should make lot of her namazes without wudu. Apa Allah give her jazaa khair, where we have this kind of programs and the ladies, she says, I get shocked. The woman, their namazes, her head is hardly down and it's up already. Hardly in sajda and it's up already. And many, we are sure, the woman say, Allah protect us, and the woman also. Namazes are, what high speed. Before you know what, whole Isha is finished.
Whole Zohar is finished. You hardly still started and it's finished already. And another bad habit she had, eavesdropping with the neighbors, to hear what is happening, what the neighbors are saying. And we also, whatever gunas, this or any gunas, we are going to face it in our qabr. What will happen to us there? Similarly, Mustisaf afterwards, the Shrif Lejah say, up. Acha, acha. Inshallah. Similarly, one other instance is mentioned by Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, a person, Shabib bin Shaiba. His mother told him that when you bury me, stand at my qabr and you said, Umme Shabib, that read La ilaha illallah. So he did what his mother told him, buried her. Then he said, Umme Shabib, my mother, read La ilaha illallah. That night he dreamt and he saw in his dream his mother tell him, Jazakallah. I told you to read for me, you read. Azab was coming. But just when you told me and I read, La ilaha illallah, azab got taken away. Think of our marhumeen. Make isale sawab for them, inshallah. So, and the great namat of Jannat which Allah has kept. Where are we getting overtaken by the things of this dunya? By technology, by advancement, progress of dunya, what is progress? Don't get caught with the sway that dunya is progressing. What has dunya given us? Analyze it a little bit. What did dunya give us? Drugs. Dunya gave us AIDS. Dunya gave us HIV. Dunya gave us depression. Dunya gave us all the filth. Is that what we came in this dunya for? What did Islam come? Before Islam, what was the condition of the world? When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came and what he gave the world. And then after that, what the world saw, where they went to. So that is what we have to work for. Not for the things of this dunya that have destroyed us completely. And we thinking that is progress. Just because we see some tall buildings, we see some jet airliners, but see the quality. Man made with technology and advancement. He made effort on dunya, he lost his own value. Dunya has been made, our value is lost. We have made our dunya, our akhirat is lost. We made our dunya, our aqaid are completely destroyed. So let us see which direction we are going. So, and Allah Ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. The dhikr of Allah, that is completely fully, the hearts will find peace. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came and he made his effort in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for some necessity, a young woman had to travel from Sana'a in Yemen to Medina Sharif on her own. And for some necessity, when she reached there, Hazrat Umar asked her, how did you find your journey? She said that it was as though I moved from one room of my father's house to another room. Nobody interfered me. Everywhere people respected me, looked after me. Now in our time, this previous time when Taliban were in control, the journalists asked them, you people brought Islamic law. What did you get by having Islamic law? Sharia. And one person in his shop in one Afghanistan, he said, Ya Shariat, Ya Shahadat. One of the two things. We have Shariat or we have Shahadat. We are nothing else. So anyway, so he said, what do you want your answer? A practical answer or a theory answer? So he said, show me practically. So he took an attaché bag, filled it with $100 notes, full, and left it as a bus stand. Anyway, who looks after it there? And after 3 days, he said, let's go back and see what's the condition. 100% intact. Nobody took $1 from there, and nobody took that bag, nothing. This is what Islam. And how many other cases, if we bring Islam in our lives, the peace, our security is increasing. But our security is decreasing. The means of security is increasing so much. But security itself is gone. Good, wealthy people, the kidnapping, Allah protect us all. Hijacking which takes place. With all the security, when Islam will come, Allah reward Maulana Burhan. Read your three quls after Fajr. Read your three quls after Maghrib. And nothing, la takfika min kulli shay. You will be protected from everything. Before leaving, when we leave home, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, wuqita, Kufita, Hudita, everything will be seen. Islam has given us. Where are we running after this dunya? Allah give us the right, correct direction. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and realize that to prepare for our qiyamah, which is imminent. Anytime. Now I can die. Anyone can die. Qawbat all were worried so much. Told them clearly, if my mort is written, it's written. And if it's not written, nobody can bring it. Eh? And with all this Qawbat, see what was the condition of our iman. We all have to make lot of tawbah and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. And check ourselves. Our namaz, what's the condition of our namaz? We are in namaz, but we're not in namaz. We are in the masjid, but we are not in the masjid. We are everywhere else. Bring deen, what is reality, into our lives and see what Allah Ta'ala will give us. Allah give us all tawfiq. Guide us. Allah reward wifaq for this wonderful progress and for the existence of wifaq. That they are taking us to Allah Ta'ala. Taking us to akhirat, to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. They're not taking us to universities. They're not taking us to the sports stadium. They're not taking us to pray under the cross or something. They are taking us to Allah Ta'ala. So let us follow and Allah reward the people of Marlborough also. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.